With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has dropped his demand for a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire after meeting with Vladimir Putin, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president had been pushing for a ceasefire as a requirement for further negotiations toward ending the 3.5-year war in Ukraine. But after holding talks with Putin in Alaska, Donald Trump has dropped that demand. He's now in line with Putin, who doesn't want a temporary truce. The president wants to go directly to a peace agreement instead, and will hold talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House on Monday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says achieving a peace deal with Hamas is virtually impossible given a fundamental difference between Western values and those of the bloody terrorist organization.
We're also dealing with an enemy for whom death is a logical option. In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die. You don't really have that many people in the West like that anymore, but that's very common among Hamas.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that for Hamas, death is not only an option, but the preferred option compared to accepting a peace deal to Israel's liking. Three people are dead and eight others wounded after a shooting in a crowded New York City club. Law enforcement believe a shooter, or maybe multiple shooters, opened fire with their weapons at Taste of the City Lounge in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Crown Heights early this morning, killing three. The police commissioner telling the reporters it was, quote, a terrible shooting. Jessica Tisch says officers have recovered at least 36 shell casings from the lounge. Torrential rains triggering more flash flooding in two villages in the Kathua district of Indian-controlled Kashmir. At least seven people have been killed, five others injured overnight. This is SRN News. Hundreds of representatives of Syria's Christians and other minority religious groups are calling for the formation of a decentralized state and the drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom. The declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert the rights of their communities in the country's evolving political framework following the fall of President Assad. The transition is to include elections scheduled for September and the eventual drafting of a constitution, a process that could take years. The post-Assad transition has been marred by violence against Christians. International Christian Concern is ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of believers who live in countries where persecution is the worst. ICC says, quote, we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and, of course, physical Bibles in the desired languages. This is SRN News. It's the 100th anniversary of the Associated Press Football All-American teams.
Nearly 2,000 players have earned the honor. Desmond Howard, a former Heisman Trophy winner, recalls when selections were announced by a comedy icon.
I used to watch the Bob Hope All-American specials. And those are just the coolest.
Some schools honor their All-Americans in unique ways. Retired Ohio State three-time All-America linebacker James Laurinaitis.
This is Buckeye Grove, which is an awesome tradition here at The Ohio State University, just where when you become an All-American, first-team All-American, they will plant a tree for you in your honor.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Today is Sunday, August the 17th, and a number of notables are celebrating a birthday today, including Robert De Niro. The iconic actor is 82 years old today. Actor Sean Penn, who's famous as well for a lot of reasons, also having a birthday. He's 65. This is SRN News.